Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. At the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples, he gave them a new commandment: to love one another as he had loved them. Jesus would show them his greatest act of love soon by dying on the cross, an action that would give every one of them and every one of us the promise of a resurrection to new life, the forgiveness of our sins, so that we don't have to be afraid of condemnation for what we do wrong every day, but instead have a hope of a new life through Jesus. But while the celebration of Easter is a celebration of this promise of a heavenly home after we die, Maundy Thursday, Commandment Thursday, that's what it means, is about how to live our lives before we die, before we get to experience that heavenly home. Jesus tells us how to live. He says, live your life in service to others, just as I have done, he said. Live your life as a sacrifice for others, just as I will do. That's how everyone's going to know that you're mine. That's how everyone's going to know that you follow me, because you will love one another just like I have loved you. That's the life Jesus lived, a life of love and service and sacrifice. And he commands that we live out our lives the same way. Now, I appreciate the fact that Jesus is just like us. It's wonderful to know. He was a human being just like us. He was tempted just like us, except he didn't sin. That's not like us, but everything else is just like us. It's comforting to know that God has experienced life in the same way that we do. However, tonight, I want you to remember, especially, that Jesus was more than what we are. He was more than just a human being like you and me. He was more than we are, more than us. He was God. I wish I had a more booming, deep voice. He was God. He was that important, that powerful, that present everywhere at the same time, that all-knowing. He was everything. He was the one who turned water into wine. He healed people's diseases. He calmed storms. He cast out demons. He walked on water. He fed 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus was God in the flesh. The fullness of God dwelt in him. That's what the Bible tells us. God who created the world out of nothing. God who could do anything at any time for anyone. And yet God, the most powerful being in the entire universe, washed his disciples' feet. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things into his hands. And so what did he choose to do with those hands? He chose to wash his disciples' feet. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power. Think about that. Jesus knew. He knew that God had put all things under his power. Jesus had the power to do anything with those hands. He didn't have to go to the cross. He didn't have to die. And he didn't have to wash his disciples' feet. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus, in his almighty and everlasting power, chose to take the form of a servant and to take care of the most basic and dirty job that there was at a meal, to wash a person's feet. I wonder what kind of jobs would be equivalent to washing someone's feet today. Perhaps being a nurse. I was thinking a nurse at a nursing home where you're asked not only to wash a person's feet, but probably lots of other things that people don't think are very nice. What about a waiter or a waitress? People who bring us food and do it with a smile and often get thanked with a buck a person. Social workers who work all hours of days for families during some of the most stressful times of their lives. Teachers who take care of our children, Teach them to be smart and good human beings and citizens. Yet they're often valued very little in our society, both in terms of money and respect. Who else would be added to this list of foot-washing jobs? Janitors and custodians, trash collectors, dishwashers, childcare workers, truckers. We know that these jobs are important. Understand, these are all very important jobs. But we don't often look up to the people who hold them. We don't hold them in high esteem in society. And yet Jesus tells us that rather than striving to be doctors and lawyers and hedge fund managers, we should strive to humble ourselves and to serve those in need, even if we are doctors and lawyers and hedge fund managers. Doesn't matter what your job is. He's saying focus on how to serve. Focus on humbling yourself and sacrificing your desires for the sake of other people. Rather than dreaming of being professional basketball players and famous movie stars or the president one day, like all little kids say they want to be, God desires that we focus on loving our neighbors, even in small ways. Because on his last night with his disciples, Jesus, even though he had all the power of the world in his hands, chose to use those hands to just love the people that were in his life in a small, small way. The thing that makes God, the God that we worship, so different than every other God that's worshiped out there by other religions, isn't that our God is powerful. I'm telling you, everybody who worships a God thinks their God is powerful. The thing that makes the God we worship so different is that he calls us not to be more powerful in the world, but to be more humble, not to make other people serve us, but to serve them, because that's what he did for us. Our God humbled himself and sacrificed everything he had for the good of people that he knew were going to betray him. That's our God. Not to have others serve us, to be servants to them, to live our lives as Jesus lived, to love one another, to serve one another, to sacrifice for one another, just as he gave his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. So tonight at communion, I pray that you would remember that great sacrifice that he gave and all the blessings that he gives to you, and realize that that's what the sacrifices we make in our lives can make a difference in other people's lives as well. The only reason that we love other people is because we are so loved by God. The other thing that's going to happen tonight is that the altar will be stripped, and instead of looking at this beautiful area in front of you, it's just going to be dark and empty. But see, this is what our God says. It's not about how pretty we look. It's not about how powerful we are. It's about humbling ourselves before God, making a difference in the lives of other people. We're stripped down of all our niceties. We're stripped down all of the things that make us look so good to God or to other people. And he says, now that you're humbled before me, now you can really make a difference in this world. God had to humble himself by becoming just like us, giving up all his power so that he sacrificed himself on the cross for you. And now we have the chance to live out the rest of our lives in service and sacrifice for others. Amen.